Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be in it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. We welcome you to our Word Wednesday. Amen. Pastor Rebecca here with my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony. Amen. As we prepare, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we prepare to go into our Word Wednesday on today, amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We're going to go right into the Word. Amen. We're going to turn to our Bibles in the book of Hebrews. Amen. So we're going to start with Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. But before we do that, let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you have your way during this Word Wednesday. God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for New Creation Christian Ministries. God, we thank you, Lord, for the on-site and the online campuses, God. We thank you, Lord, for revival being in the house. We thank you for each and every person that comes and presses their way to the Sunday services, to the Tuesday night prayer, as well as the Wednesday night Word Wednesday. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will have your way during this hour. Let your will be done. Not our will, but Lord, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. I pray for my husband that you will continue to restore and replenish his strength, even as he has so diligently served on this Word Wednesday. God, we thank you, Lord, for this thing that you're doing in his life. Oh God, continue to build him up, continue to strengthen him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable unto you. Bless each and every person that presses their way out. And Lord, we will continue to give you only the glory, the honor, and the praise after it's all said and done. And it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, amen, hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be continuing on the topic of faith. Our topic tonight is operating in the faith realm. Operating in the faith realm. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and we're just going to read down to verse 13. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. And I say, God bless you to all who are here. God bless you. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in different manners spake in times past. That's Hebrews 1. Okay, Hebrews 11. Now, we know that was in Hebrews 11. Amen. Hebrews 11, amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being yet dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should later received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah also received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is verses 1 through 13 of Hebrews 11. God wants us to operate not in the natural realm. And we often talk about the supernatural realm. But let's take it a little bit further and say that God wants us to operate in the faith realm. Amen. God wants us to operate in the faith realm. And that Hebrews chapter 11 brings to me my first point, that in order to operate in the first in the faith realm, we must first believe and trust in God. We must first believe and trust in God. We must have a conviction of that Greek word for faith is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. We must have a conviction. We must have an unshakable belief, amen, that God is who he says he is and that he will do what he said he would do. Faith is an unshakable confidence in God, and a reliance upon him to fulfill his word. The Bible here talks about faith being the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is actually our proof, my God, that we believe God.
Yes.
When we have faith, we are showing God that we believe him. We are, and God, and your faith will get God's attention. My God, it was faith that got the attention of Jesus many times when he walked the earth. And Pastor Anthony talked about it on last week, that many times Jesus spoke to those who had been healed and let them know that it was their faith my God, that had healed them. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Emily even went as far as to tell us that faith without works is dead. You know, because when we act out on our faith, my God, when we act out on our faith, we are given evidence, my God, that we truly do believe God. My God. So many times people say, well, God told me to do this, or God showed me that, or God, I'm believing God for so-and-so. But yet they don't do anything, my God, to show that they're actually believing God. And we have to put some feet to our faith, amen, to move forward and let God know, look, God, hey, I'm doing my part, and I'm believing in you, oh, Lord, to do your part. Come on. Somebody said we have to put God to the test and say, God, you know what? I've done my part. Now I'm believing you to do the rest. Come on. I've done my best. Now I'm believing in you, God, to do the rest. Amen. Amen. And sometimes the only action you can take is prayer. My God, some people actually give up praying because their situation is so hopeless. It looks hopeless. Let me put it like that, because there's no hopeless situation with God. So some people actually give up praying. They're like, oh, no, there's no need to pray because this situation is hopeless. And I want to admonish you to not stop praying. Amen. Continue to believe God. Continue to walk with God. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. Amen. So we have to believe in God. And our faith is not in our ability to believe. Our faith is in God and his ability to do everything that we're believing him to do. My God, it's our faith in God and his ability to deliver. Amen. Hallelujah. Because how many of you know that God will never fail us? God says, I will never fail you. He says, I am always with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God won't drop the ball on you. My God. Sometimes it may feel like it. Sometimes it may feel like God is not holding up his part of the bargain. You know, sometimes we get into situations and we're like, this is not what I bargained for. You know, or God, where are you in the middle of this? Or God, why are you even allowing me to go through this? You know, has anybody ever been through those seasons where you question God and you want to know where God was in the middle of your situation? And some of you might be right there right now, and I want to encourage you to keep your faith in God. Keep believing in God. Keep your faith and your trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You know, trust him with everything in you. You know, Job, when he was devastated by all of the tragedies that he was devastated by, he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though he slay me, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he's allowed me to go through this, yet will I trust him. I'm not going to give up on God. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God, because God surely will not give up on you. Amen. So continue to trust God. It says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. By your believing in God, you will obtain a good praise report. Come on, somebody. You will be able to come back and speak of how God moved in the middle of your situation. You will be able to come back and say, you know what, I had trouble in my home, but God fixed it. Oh, my God, you will be able to come back and say, my children were acting crazy, but God fixed it. You will be able to come back and say, I was going through some problems in my personal life, but God, he fixed it. Come on, somebody. God will fix it. Continue to trust in God. It talked about Abel offering up to God a more excellent sacrifice. It's through faith in God that we give our tithes and offerings to the church. He offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. When you really believe God, you will give God your everything. Oh, Oh, my God. You will give God your everything. You will say, for Christ I live and for Christ I die. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground. I said all of the ground is sinking sand. My God. My God. And it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Because he pleased God. How did he please God? He pleased God with his faith. But not just because he believed God and trusted in God, but because he obeyed God. Your faith will equate over into your faith will be evidenced by obedience. My God, we get to a point where we believe that God is awesome, that he is almighty, and we reverence God. You know, I think that's missing in the church today. I think the reverence of God is missing. My God, where we don't have a reverential fear of God, where we want to please God, where we're not just doing anything that our flesh desires, but we're saying, God, I want to live a life that's pleasing to you. God, I want to live a life that glorifies you. You know, your faith, when you're operating in the faith realm, you will walk a walk, not by legalism, but by, my God, your sheer desire to please your Father, God, who is in heaven, my God. Hallelujah. So faith, you know, when we're operating in that realm, we please God. We live a life that's pleasing to God. The Bible says that Noah built the ark. He had never, listen. Noah built the ark. There had never been rain on the earth. But God instructed him to do something that did not make sense. God said, go and build an ark. Hallelujah. He gave him the specifics with which to do it. And Noah went about our father's business. He went and he built that ark. Now, and people laughed at him. People pointed fingers at him. I can imagine people saying, look at that fool over there building an ark. But Noah didn't care what the people said. See, we have to get delivered from people and people's opinions of us. You know, we have to get to the point where we don't care what people say about us. We don't care what people think about us. As long as we are living our lives that are pleasing and obedient to God. As long as we're living our lives according to God's will. My God. My God, we just have to get to that point. And a lot of the times we get in trouble because we're so concerned about what people think. We're so concerned about what people say. We're so concerned whether or not people are going to like us. My God, we're so concerned about whether people are going to accept us. You know, enough of people, us relying on people to validate us. God has validated you. I said God has validated you. God validated you when he created you in his image. My God, God validated you when he planted you in your mother's womb. God validated you. My God, hallelujah, when you became born again, amen, when you became a son of God, when you became a daughter of God, you don't have anything to prove to anybody. You just have to be who God has created you to be. Be who God has ordained you to be. Stop running around trying to please everybody. Stop putting yourself, twisting yourself up into the form of a pretzel, my God, trying to be pleasing to everybody. Because let me tell you, everybody is not going to be pleased with you. Everybody is not going to like you. Because you have contrary spirits. There are contrary spirits. People are going to war against the spirit of God, the spirit of the devil, my God, that's reigning in some people will war against the spirit of God that's warring that's reigning in you. So there will be a war, spiritual warfare. That's why we talk about spiritual warfare. You're not fighting that person, you're fighting the demons that are controlling that person. You're fighting the devils on assignment against your life, amen. So you got to have faith, amen, and you have to have faith that you're already more than a conqueror. You have to have faith that no weapon formed against you can prosper. My God, who am I talking to on tonight? So do what God told you to do, like Noah. Just go ahead and step out there on faith and do what God told you to do. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but keep looking towards heaven, my God, from where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. People will let you down, but God will never let you down. Now, that doesn't mean that you give up on people. It doesn't mean that you turn your back on people, because we need each other. Amen. Everybody needs somebody in their corner. But what you have to know is that God is always going to be there, and God is always going to be faithful. Amen. It talks about Abraham by faith and Sarah. You know, we know that. That they were, their bodies were as good as dead, but they were able to conceive. And God is saying to somebody, you have a dead situation. My God, it seems like you haven't produced in years, but he's about to allow you to conceive in the middle of a barren situation. Some of you have been barren for a while, and it seems like you've been operating in the faith realm, and you've been doing everything that you can. And God brought you here tonight to stir up the faith in your belly to let you know that it's not over until he says it's over. And God's going to produce. He's going to allow you to produce through his spirit. My God, that which he has promised you, that which he has given you the vision for, that which he has deposited in your spiritual womb. See, some of you have things that have been deposited in your spiritual womb, my God, that God is going to birth out, my God, through you, my God, but you have to have faith for it. I said you have to have faith for it. You can't, you have to be relentless in your faith. You have to be tenacious in your faith. Amen. Abraham did some things through faith. He left his father's house. He left his comfortable place. He went out into the wilderness. He dwelt in tents and tabernacles with his children. My God, and his heirs with him. But he yet believed God. And Sarah believed that she would receive seed to produce. And she did produce, my God, and brought forth Isaac. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And it said that God kept that promise. And then, you know, I want to just touch on this before I go to the next point. It says in verse 13, these all died in faith. They kept the faith until the day they died. Come on, who am I talking to? This is no time to walk away from God. This is no time to quit. This is no time to throw in the towel. This is no time to stop believing. You must keep the faith until the very end. They kept the faith until the very end. And the Bible says, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. In other words, you know, there are two ways we can look at this. You know, they died in faith, not having received some of the promises that God had told them that they would receive. And we have to understand that God, that does not mean that God didn't keep his promise. Hear me here. God showed me this on today. What happened was they did not receive all of the promises, but they received the faith deposit of the promise through Isaac. Abraham and Sarah, it's talking about Moses, Abraham, and Sarah here. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham and Sarah, not Moses, I'm sorry, Noah. Noah, Abraham, and Sarah. It told Noah that he would... That he would be the heir. The Bible says in verse 7 that Noah would become the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So, you know, God started creation all over again after he wiped out the land with the flood, and that Noah and his his family were the ones to begin to reproduce and replenish the earth with humanity. Amen. Hallelujah. So Noah now was the heir of righteousness, amen, by faith. But Noah did not live to see that come to pass. And the same thing with Abraham, that he told Abraham that his offspring would be as many as the sands of the sea and the stars in the sky. Amen. Now, Abraham did not see that. He did not live to see that. But the Bible says in verse 13 that Abraham did not live to see that, but he saw them in the faith realm. Oh, come on, somebody. He saw them afar off. The Bible doesn't say that he saw them in the faith realm. It says, but having seen them afar off, he was persuaded of them. He believed for it, and he embraced that thing that God was telling him and begin to confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, amen, that there was another place that God was taking him, amen. So he saw in the faith realm, my God, what God has shown him in the natural realm, amen. So we want to make sure that we're seeing not just with our natural eyes, but we want to see through eyes of faith, amen. So let's look at the next thing that we have to do in order to operate in the faith realm. The next thing that we have to do is make sure that we are not swayed by what we see. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at some scripture here. Let's look at the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 13, and let's look at verse 21, Numbers 13:21. Hallelujah, I love you, Lord, I bless your name, I worship you, amen, hallelujah. And it says, so they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men came to Hamath, and they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Tamai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from this a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. And the place was called the brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from this. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They showed them the evidence of the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. And this is the case of what I like to call the grasshoppers and the giants. Also the giants and the grasshoppers. Amen. They were taken aback and thrown off course by what they saw with their own sight, with their natural eyes, and what they perceived with their natural sense of perception. Amen. Somebody say things are not always what they seem. Things are not always what they look like. Just because it looks a certain way does not mean that that's the way it's going to end up. Amen. Especially when you already have a word from the Lord. My God, the Israelites already had a word from the Lord, especially pertaining to all of these ites, the Amorites and the Canaanites and the all of the different ites that were in the land that they talked about, the Jebusites. God had already told them that he was going to take care of all of the enemies in the land, that they were going to defeat every enemy in the land. Yes. But there they were coming back, forgetting what God had said. Be careful that you don't forget what God has already said. Here they are coming back, forgetting what God has said. My God, forgetting that their only assignment was to go and spy out the land, go and check out the land, amen, and come back and tell Moses what they saw. But they didn't do the assignment. My God, they went and saw the land and got distracted. Come on, somebody, this is not the season to be distracted. They went and got distracted by what they saw and came back, and they brought an evil report against the land, and they saw in their own eyes, saw themselves as grasshoppers, when God had already told them, my God, that they had been set apart, my God, for this inheritance, my God, that he was giving them this land. And they saw it as an impossibility because they saw giants. And how many times do we see giants? You know, the giants of debt and the giants of frustration, the giants of not having enough, you know, resources to do what we want to do or what we need to do. How many times we see giants, my God, the giants of opposition, my God, the giants, my God, the people coming against us, you know, even in the church, you know, you have, you know, giants, you're facing giants, the giant of fear, my God. How often do we have giants, and those giants that we are facing make us look at our own selves as insignificant? Jesus. Make us look at our own selves as less than. Make us lose our faith. Amen. So do not let the mentality of the giants and the grasshoppers, you know, overwhelm you in this season. Do not become a victim of that mentality. Amen. Is anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for God. God's arm is stronger than the arm of any enemy that you or I may face. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able. Somebody say, God is able. Amen. He is able and he's faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they saw themselves as grasshoppers and the giants, and they saw the other they saw their opposition as giants. God gave me this note while I was searching. It says, your faith is going to outlive you. Your faith is going to outlive you. That's why it's so important for you not to be taken aback by what you see, because it's not only about you, but it's about the generations to come. Amen. It's about the generations to come. It's about the people that are attached to you. It's about the souls that you will save. Amen. As a result of you being obedient to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to be bold enough, you know, to continue to move forward, even in the face of the giants of opposition. Let's look at some more scripture, because, you know, I'm taking my time here, and I'm like, time is moving. Amen. Hallelujah. So amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. So the next thing that you have to do in order to operate in the faith realm is you have to speak with faith. Speak with faith. We heard Pastor teach last week from Mark chapter 5, verse 28, with the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch, I felt that. Every time I hear that scripture, I just feel something in my belly. I feel a leaping in my belly. Amen. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just need to touch. I don't even need to touch him. Was wrapped up in my God. Just her touching, anything that had touched Jesus was enough for her. And it was her faith in that, you know, it was her faith. The NIV version, I believe, says she thought, if I could just touch. The King James version says she said it. How many of you know that your thoughts, my God, are just as powerful as the words that you speak out of your mouth? That's why the Bible tells us to take every thought captive and make it obedient. Come on. Make it obedient to the word of God. We have to take every thought captive, my God, that's contrary to the word of God. We got to make it obedient. We have to make it obedient. My God, if the thought comes up into your mind, I'm a failure, I can't do this, or I'm never going to make it, or this won't happen, you have to take that thought captive, because thoughts become words, and words become actions, and actions become results. Amen. So we don't want our thoughts to become the wrong. We don't want our wrong thoughts to become the wrong results. Come on, somebody. So we have to make sure that we're thinking right thoughts. And what are right thoughts? They are thoughts that are lined up and embedded in the word of God. David says, your word have I hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you. We have to make sure that we are feeding ourselves on a daily basis. That's why I'm so happy to see so many people on this Word Wednesday. Amen. Because we have to constantly hide the Word of God in our heart, because there's coming a day when we're not going to be able to have our Bibles. You know, there's coming a day that there's going to be a great persecution against the church. Amen. And they're already trying to wipe out certain scriptures out of our Bible. So we have to constantly feed upon the word of God and hide that word within our hearts, because you are what you eat. Yeah. So as we feed the spiritual man, the spiritual woman, the word of God, then that word begins to manifest in our lives. Amen. Our thought processes begin to change. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, be not conformed any longer to the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. My God. Somebody said, I need to renew my mind. I need a new way of thinking. Amen. Because when I get a new way of thinking, I'll get a new way of talking. Amen. And if I get a new way of talking, I'll get a new way of acting. Amen. Hallelujah. The renewing of my mind. Amen. Then I will know the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. I have to renew my mind. I have to get rid of thinking. I have to get rid of negative thinking. I have to get rid of that mindset that makes me feel like I'm defeated all of the time. We have to get rid of that victim mentality, my God. We have to get rid of all wrong thinking and put the word of God in our heart so that we can begin to produce the right thoughts, amen, which will produce the right words, and that will produce the right actions. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Let's look at 2 Kings of chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Another woman who spoke faith. She spoke words of faith, my God, and they made a significant difference in her life. 2 Kings chapter 4. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor might have to give me another week. You know, I don't get that many opportunities to teach on Wednesday, but I have so much content here, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go through it all. If not, I'll come back next week and do a part two, but I don't want to rush. I'm normally rushing.
Take your time.
Amen. Pastor said, take your time. Normally rushing when I do Bible study, because God gives me so much, and I move so fast that I want to get it all out. But God says, slow it down so that you can allow the prophetic process, my God, to take place while you're teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Second Kings. We're in 2 Kings? 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Notice where she took him. She took him to the quarters of the man of God and laid him on the bed and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Did you hear what she said? She said, it shall be well. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. My God, her words, we have to speak words of faith. We have to speak with faith. In order to operate in the faith realm, we have to speak with faith. This woman, my God, had to be devastated. She had to be, oh my God, so scared. I'm going to hear her child, the child that she didn't even ask God for, was dead, had died. And she knew only one thing to do, and that was to go to God, to go to the man of God. And she said, it shall be well. That was her confession before she got there. She said, it shall be well. And when anybody asked her about it, when the Jehoshaphat, they asked her, is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? She answered, it is well. It is well, and it was far from well. And it reminds me, that reminds me of Pastor Anthony when he was in the hospital, and we tell this story a lot. And the chaplain came into the hospital room, and he had the IG tube down his nose, and he hadn't eaten in a while, and he was very frail and very sick, and he looked like he was in a lot of pain. He looked like he was very sick. He looked like he was about to die. And the chaplain walked into the room, and the chaplain was like, "Hi, how are you doing?" And Pastor Emily sat himself up a little straighter in the bed on the pillow, and looked at her right in the eye and said, and smiled and said, "Great." And the lady looked at him, and she was caught off guard, because when you're trained for chaplain, you know, like, there are certain things you do not say. And the lady looked at him, and she said, "Well, you don't look great to me. You look horrible." I mean, I don't even think she said you look horrible, but that was the look on her face. That was, you know, she was just like, "You don't look great," you know. But his confession was one of faith. His confession was lining up with the fact that God had told him that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed. His confession was lined up with the fact that, my God, healing is the children's bread. His confession was lined up with the fact that no weapon formed against him could prosper. Come on, what is your confession lining up with? What are you saying in the middle of your day? What are you saying about your children? What are you saying about your husband? What are you saying, my God, about yourself when you're going through trials? It's hard sometimes to go through, but we have to always remember that we have to speak words of faith. My God, hallelujah. We have to speak and say that it is well, like this Shulamite woman. And at the end of the day, by the time she finished, when she got the man of God to come back home with her, my God, she got the man of God to come, and he came and ministered to her son, and her son began to breathe again. Come on, somebody. God can bring dead things back to life. Yes, he can. He can bring some things that are hopeless, my God, back to a situation where you will be rejoicing. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to on today? Amen. It is well. Speak words of faith. And just like I read from the book of Numbers, in Numbers 13:30, what did Caleb say? When they said, "We can't take the land because there are giants in the land and we're like grasshoppers," Caleb said, "Come on, let's go up. Let's go up now because we are well able to take the land." Come on, you have to have that confidence. You have to have that conviction that you are well able to do all that God has called you to do, that you are well able to take possession of your blessings, that you are well able to get that degree, that you are well able to do the ministry that God has called you to do. You have to have that conviction that you are well able to stand, my God, hallelujah, in the middle of impossibility, hallelujah, knowing and being the confident and having the assurance that all things are possible with God. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that means that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the power. Hallelujah. You can make it through this hard time. You can, hallelujah, start that business. Hallelujah. You can get out of debt. Huh? My God, you can do that ministry that God has called you to do. It is well, and we are well able. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. But make sure that you're touching the hem of his garment. Yeah. Make sure that you are not doing it without God. See, when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment, the Bible says that virtue was released from him and went into her. Oh, see, that's why we need a word to quicken in our belly, hey, because that virtue, that word for virtue is dunamis, power. My God, was released from Jesus and went into the woman. And when we constantly go to Jesus, hallelujah, and we touch the hem of his garment through prayer, and we touch the hem of his garment, I'm not trying to preach here, I go get ready to start preaching, and we touch the hem of his garment through prayer, and we touch the hem of his garment through faith, and we touch the hem of his garment through praise, and we touch the hem of his garment through worship. Virtue is released from Jesus unto us. Hallelujah. That's why when we say in the church, when praises go up, blessings come down. Because when we praise God, virtue is released. Power is released. Hallelujah. In order for us to now, the anointing is released. In order for us now to operate in the faith realm. Jesus said, greater things shall you do. Greater miracles, signs and wonders shall follow those who believe in me. My God. Wow, we should see blind eyes open. We should see the sick being healed. We should see the wounded being healed. My God. We should see those who have no hope being filled with hope. We should see the grieving being filled with joy. Hallelujah. So signs and wonders, you know, and we need to touch to him as believers. No matter how long we have been walking with God, we need to constantly be going to God and touching the hem of his garment, going to Jesus and touching the hem of his garment so that he can fill us back up. That's what Pastor Emmy said. He said, baby, I'm tired today. He said, can you teach tonight? Amen. And now he's receiving. I call it a spiritual IV, my God. Will you just sit up under the word and receive the word and let God fill you back up? Let God replenish you. The Bible says that times of refreshing are to be found in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know now I don't have time to finish it all. I'm going to have to come back and do a part two, but I'm going to make another point. Amen. So we have to speak words of faith. Before I move on to the next point, I guess I'm going to start. I'm going to see it. I don't know if I'm going to finish here. I have another scripture for speaking words of faith. Mark chapter 11. I might have to end there. Mark chapter 11, verses 14. Mark chapter 11. Amen. Hallelujah. God gave me so much. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to speak words of faith. This is the final scripture on speaking words of faith. Verse 13, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. No man will ever eat fruit of thee again forever. And his disciples heard it. Let's go down to verse 20. And in the morning, as they left the fig tree and went on about their business, and now it's the next day, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Oh, my God. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. Isn't that where we started tonight? Having faith in God. For verily, verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, that's you, that's me, that's whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. My God, my God, there is power in speaking faith-filled words over your situation, over your life. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus looked at that fig tree and he cursed that fig tree because that fig tree presented itself to be something that it wasn't. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help us not to be hypocritical in our walk with you. Help us not to present ourselves to be something that we're not. Help us, oh, God, to have integrity. Help us, oh, God, hallelujah, to walk uprightly before you. Help us, oh, Lord, to be able to discern when people are coming into our lives and presenting themselves to be something that they're not. Help us, oh God, to discern when situations arise that offer themselves in our lives and present themselves to be from you, but they're not from you. They're from the devil. God, help us in our discernment. My God, hallelujah. Jesus was able to discern, and that's something that we need as Christians. Somebody say, God, help my discernment. Lord, help me to be more discerning of what's going on around me in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. Help me to spiritually discern what's going on around me in the natural realm. Did you hear what I just said? We have to pray and ask God to help us to spiritually discern what's going on around us in the natural realm, amen, so that we're able now to be able to apply God's wisdom so that now we can move forward in faith, operating in the faith realm. So we need to ask God to help us to see when something is coming to present itself to us that is not what it seems to be. That's a word for somebody. Yeah, God wants you just to begin to examine the things around you and examine the situations that you allow yourself to be in, and even examine some things that are offered to you. Because remember, the devil came to Jesus and said, if you will bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this. And he did not realize that Jesus already owned all of this. And that's what God is saying to us on tonight. You know, the devil will come and he will try to present things to you to make you compromise your faith. And you, remember, your faith is not only in things. Your faith is not only in circumstances, but your faith is primarily in God. So there will be things to come to make you try to compromise your faith. Aren't you lonely? Don't you want a man? Aren't you lonely? Don't you want a woman? Don't you want to go and knock boots? Don't you? Don't you have some desires that need to be fed? Don't you want to eat that flesh? Don't you want to get revenge? Don't you want to retaliate against them? You know, there are thoughts that will come to try to get you to operate contrary to the faith in God realm. Because when we're operating in faith in God, we're operating with the fruit of the Spirit. We're operating with love and kindness and peace and long-suffering. We're operating with faith. You know, we're operating in a whole nother, we're not operating as we did before we received the Holy Spirit. So God is saying on tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, that he wants us to begin to speak to our mountain. Somebody's facing a mountain. You might be facing a mountain. Hallelujah. But God says, speak to that mountain. Amen. Not only can you speak to the fig tree. Now, don't go around cursing people. You know, that's not what we do as Christians. We don't say, oh, I curse you in the name of Jesus. No, that was an inanimate object. And Jesus cursed the object. He did, you know, he didn't run around cursing folk. Amen. So the fig tree withered away, and that's how things that are coming contrary to you, warfare and spiritual principalities and certain troubles that will arise in your life, they can wither away. My God, hallelujah. When you could just speak to the thing, amen, hallelujah. When Jesus said, if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that these things which you say shall come to pass. It says you shall have whatsoever you saith. Amen. Hallelujah. So you want to believe God tonight. I want to leave you with this. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Operate in the faith in God realm. Amen. Not faith in yourself. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But we will continually put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your trust in God. Believe God for the impossible. Believe God for the miraculous. Believe God, hallelujah, for the turnaround. Believe God for the healing. Believe God for your children to come out of trouble. Believe God. Put your trust in God. Hallelujah. With man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. And God is saying, I have given you the power in your mouth to speak to that situation, and that situation has to change. I have given you the power in your mouth to speak to that mountain, and that mountain has to be removed. And I have given you the power to say it is well. I have given you the power, hallelujah, to say we are well able. I have given you the power, hallelujah, to say if I just touch the hem of his garment, I know everything's going to be all right. And God wants you to operate in your power, hallelujah. He wants you to operate in the power and the authority that he has given you, hallelujah, to begin, hallelujah, to not be distraught, to begin, hallelujah, to not be discouraged, to begin to say, I will trust in the Lord, hallelujah. I will continue to believe. I will continue to operate in faith because I know that my God is faithful. Church, my sister in Christ, my brother in Christ, daughter and son, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would change his mind about what he has spoken about you. Amen. So I have to stop here, but I want to encourage you to continue to operate in the faith realm, operate in the faith in God realm. Amen. And we will continue this next week. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for, Father God, reminding us to have faith in you. We thank you for reminding us of Abraham and Moses and Sarah and all of those who believed in faith, oh God, and Father God, and continue to believe until the day they left this earth, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we shall persevere in faith. We will not look to the left. We will not look to the right. We will not be discouraged, oh God. Lord, I pray for each and every person on this call, God, that you will, Father God, just increase their faith, oh God. Lord, I pray for an expansion of the faith, that the capacity for which you have given them will be increased, oh God. You have given us each a measure of faith, oh God. So I'm praying for each and every person that they will leave this call and that they will have an increased capacity of faith, oh God, for operating in the faith realm, that they will leave here, oh God, walking by faith and not by sight, God, believing, oh God, that you are no respecter of persons, believing that you cannot lie, oh God, believing that your word is immutable. Believing, oh God, hallelujah, that your power is, my God, hallelujah, to be compared to no other, oh God. Believing, oh God, hallelujah, that you have called us, oh God, many of the people in the book of Acts, that you have called us to turn the world upside down. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for a revival of our faith, God. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise that this word will not come back void, but it will prosper each and every listener, my God, and it will bring breakthrough to each and every life. So, Lord, we thank you and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Amen. We'll be back on next week. Amen. Join us on Sunday if you're in the New Jersey area. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Our service starts at 12:30. Hallelujah. Please keep Pastor Anthony and myself in your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue to do the work of the Lord, if you would like to sow, we believe we come before the Lord and always bring him an offering. You can come to our website at nccmonline.org and sow your seed. Amen. There is a donate button there. It goes to the church and to the work of the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. We love you guys. We'll see you on Sunday for those in the New Jersey area. And for those who are outside of New Jersey, we will see you on the live stream. Amen. For those who are connected to the church already, we will see you on the live stream. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God.